The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. Hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd do something a little bit different for you here today. I'm not going to preach on the gospel, and I'm not going to preach on the first reading, okay? But instead, every once in a while, I like to do this. I like to preach on the psalm response, because it's an integral part of our liturgy of the word, and it's so underappreciated, it's almost never spoken of. And I love the Psalms. The Psalms are like the backbone of my prayer life. I love the Psalms, but I didn't always love the Psalms. I learned how to love the Psalms. And I'd like to help you learn how to love the Psalms too, okay? So I'm going to give you three little principles here to help you to learn to appreciate the Psalms that you hear, okay? First principle to understand: every psalm is a prayer. And what are prayers but words we address to God? The full spectrum of all of our prayers to God are contained within these psalms. Prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of contrition, prayers of petition, prayers of adoration. Every prayer you could possibly offer at any moment of life, somewhere in those psalms, the divine author has already put it pen to paper, inspired by God's Spirit. Here's a little idea to help you to pray the Psalms better. Remember that they've been praying these Psalms since the days of King David. That means not only all the Christians that have gone before us, but that means that even the Jewish people would have prayed the Psalms. The Blessed Mother would have prayed the Psalms. Saint Joseph would have prayed the Psalms. And here's a help for you. Remember, Jesus Christ would have prayed the Psalms. So when you hear the psalm response read, imagine Christ our Lord sitting next to you. And he's saying the Psalms with you. And you're not only praying the Psalms with him, you're also praying the Psalms to him. Remember, that's a beautiful way to help you to pray. First principle. Now, here's the second principle. The psalm response expresses the full spectrum of the spiritual life. There's 150 psalms. The reason why I'm preaching on the psalms today is because today we hear psalm number one, and on Wednesday we hear psalm number 150. And they follow in order. The order of the growth of all of our souls as we make our way to the Lord, right? So today you hear Psalm 1, which is very, very beautiful, simple, and true. It says there's two ways to go, right? Blessed are those who follow the way of the Lord. They'll be like a tree. Everything that they do will prosper. Their leaves will never fade. But not the wicked. Oh no, the way of the wicked, it will vanish. The Lord watches over the way of the just, but the wind drives away the chaff of the life of the wicked. So the psalm writer says, I'm going to live by that. And it's true, but it's naive. And he begins to realize as the psalms progress that people that break God's commandments profit handsomely. And he looks up to God and he says, God, why do you allow this to go on? How long will you let your people suffer? Where is your justice? Where is your providence? How long, Lord, how long? And right about halfway through the Psalms, it's Psalm number 72. And he's ready to give up. You ever lived your spiritual life and you're ready to give up? He says, how useless it is to keep my heart pure. How useless it is to keep your commandments while the way of the wicked prosper. And then he has an insight that we all need to have as well. He realizes that the only profit in the world is the possession of God himself. And that all the gains of the wicked, all the gains of those who break God's commandments, it's all passing away. And what he has gained in keeping the Lord's commandments will never, ever be lost. And he begins to have more joy. And he begins to have more praise. And he begins to have less complaint. Until you come to the last psalm of all, Psalm number 150, where it's pure praise. Pure praise and not even any reason for it. And you can think of Psalm number 1 as the day of your baptism. And Psalm number 150 as what you'll be saying as you walk into the kingdom of heaven. Whole spectrum of your spiritual life. Here's a third principle to keep in mind when you pray the Psalms. If you don't understand it, just let it go. There's going to be some things that just don't really make any sense. To us right now, the rams and bullocks and myriads of fatted cattle and all these things, no sound of wailing in our streets, these kinds of things. If it doesn't make sense, just let it go. But it helps to understand some of the symbolism of what the psalm writer is saying. Jerusalem represents heaven. Our journey towards Jerusalem represents our journey towards heaven. The battles along the way represent all of our spiritual struggles. The enemies are the demons, powers of hell, never other people. Okay. And as we make our way, we have so many prayers and petitions. You know, we give thanks to God for his providence. We marvel at his care. We marvel at his creation. We ask forgiveness for our sins. We pray gratitude for God's faithfulness, for taking us back one more time as we get up and continue. So when you hear the Psalms read now, pray along with them every time. You know why it's called the responsorial psalm? This is an interesting little bit of trivia. It's not because we say a response. It's because the prayer is your response to God's word that you've just got finished hearing. You're supposed to hear God's word and pray your response to him. So let's do that now as we hear the psalm response every day. It's a treasure that'll help us not only in living our lives, but in praying well this Mass. Every psalm gets us ready to receive the Blessed Sacrament. And that is what we are here for. That's what we're here to do, and that we continue to do in God's good providence. Amen.